It says on the sign right outside of town, it is the cattle capital of North Dakota. And it's true. It's Towner, North Dakota, the county seat for McHenry County. And McHenry County Extension is Rachel Wald. Hello, Rachel.
Good afternoon, Mick.
Hey, so are you in the big snow? Did you get the big dump of snow in December, or did you miss that?
We did get quite a bit of snow around December. Southern part of the county, we're looking at Drake and Carlsruhe area. They probably got the most of the snow from McHenry County. They really got piled on. But right now, we're sitting about 6 to 8 inches on the ground, which is nice because we've had some wonderful weather getting rid of that this past week.
Yeah, and we got more wonderful weather to come. So any flooding issues or any concerns about where the water's going?
There are some concerns coming on flooding, but I think we're well prepared for that. Hopefully it won't be anything like we saw in 2011.
Right on. Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed. I know that, you know, it's warm, it's nice, but probably going to freeze up again, and then we'll get some more snow. And so winter is far from over. So.
Yes, that's true. Hopefully, well, luckily much of the frost isn't really there, so this nice thaw we're getting, hopefully we'll just go right into the ground.
Right on. Let's keep our fingers crossed. That would mean the pastures are going to green up pretty quick. That'd be good.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see the green. I'm not going to lie to you.
So true. Every spring, a little reaffirmation that winter does not last forever up here. It just seems like it.
Right, yeah. Yes.
All right, so how are the cows doing?
Cows are looking pretty good. I haven't heard much of any issues that we've been having in the area. I know with the storms that we've had throughout December and some colder weather in that beginning of January, it gets a little harder on those cows, so nutrition's kind of the biggest thing to look at right before calving season. Make sure you have enough protein and energy for that cow to really make sure she's ready for that calf to come and be ready to lactate.
And Al Gustin pointed this out, talked to him on Monday, and he said that, you know, because of the big snow, because of the cold that we have had, cows have kind of been locked up in the feed yard or in the yard, and they haven't been exercising a lot. So that's a formula for big calves. So is there concern about that this spring?
Yeah, you know, that does concern a lot of producers, and it's one thing to really watch. You yourself as a producer know your cattle the best. So hopefully if you've had any issues in the past, you know which ones to watch. But coming around, cows are like us. We probably have a little bit of cabin fever. So hopefully it won't be too much of an issue, but that is something to watch as you come into calving season.
Yeah, word to the wise, keep the chain handy, I guess.
Yeah, and the vet's phone number, right?
Right, that's probably the most important one, because there are times when you just can't do it yourself. So.
Right, that's true.
All right, so what's going to be planted this year up in McHenry County?
Well, we've had some newer or different crops that might be coming into the area, some more edible beans, peas, and I know a couple of producers have been really looking at some cover crops to put in after some spring season or small grains. So we're kind of getting into that, but we are looking at probably some more corn and soybeans as well.
So a whole, I mean, more soybeans or not that many more, or what do you think?
Maybe a little bit more. We're still pretty high in the small grains area, a lot of canola, a lot of wheat, durum and barley, but we are going to see some more of the corn and soybeans just because it's been a really good market.
Right on. Okay. Rachel Wald, NDSU Extension, McHenry County up there in Towner. So I would assume that you have meetings coming up you'd like to tell everybody about?
Absolutely. We have one actually starting next week called Annie's Project, and it's geared specifically for ranch women, ranch and farm and ranch women, and we talk about different financial risks, human resources, legal risk, marketing, and production. You know, not every wife knows what's going on the farm, and it's kind of good to get out there and just know what's going on so that they are prepared for the future as well.
Excellent. All right. Yeah, and Annie's Project, such a great, great learning experience, and you know, women get together and they're just better because they've been together. Guys, not so much. So we're not quite as good at networking or just working together as ladies are. So
Well, sometimes these ladies just need to get out once in a while, I think.
So true. All right. So if people want to get signed up for that, where do they do that?
They can call us right here at the office. They can either talk to Callie Johnson or myself. Our number is 701-537-5405. And we are taking some late entries, but we have a couple of spaces left, and we're really looking forward to this program.
Annie's Project, a winner for sure. All right, McHenry County Extension's Rachel Wald. Thanks, Rachel, for being on the radio.
Thank you, Mick.
You bet. We'll check in with you again soon.
All right, sounds great.
Yep, bye now.